Blackboard. I posted on Blackboard that you have to tell me if you're going to take the all written or the traditional version by tomorrow, because I have to send them off by tomorrow night. If you tell me on Wednesday morning, please slot me in. I'm not going to be able to because I've already sent it by tomorrow. Okay.
What if we don't tell you? What do you give us?
Traditional. Automatically. If you want the all written, you have to email me.
What's the traditional?
I will explain that. Forget you all. All right. I will explain all of this after the lecture. So I'm going to finish off the lecture today first, and then I'm going to go ahead and discuss the final little bit. Okay. So, like I said, some of these last bit of material, respiratory tract diseases. Same thing as always, as you guys have seen before, name of the disease, what causes it, the symptoms, the treatment, you know, the usual bit. You guys should all have massive Excel spreadsheets by about now with all these different things. So, yeah. Let's go through them. First, I always start these disease PowerPoints with structures, right? What is being affected? Now, key thing to remember about the respiratory tract, there are two parts. You guys actually did one of the labs in lab, as a matter of fact. You guys did the upper respiratory tract swabs. You guys remember doing the throat swabs and make yourself gag and all that kind of good junk?
Yeah.
Right? So, what auger did you use?
Blood
auger, right? So now, keeping in mind, upper respiratory tract is non-sterile. Normal flora still exists. And I have a feeling we did this PowerPoint already. No?
This is probably why.
Okay. There is normal flora up there. There are normal flora, and they're supposed to be there. Because microbial antagonism. The reason you have normal flora is to prevent other things from getting in. Right? So, upper respiratory tract includes the nose, middle ear, the throat, all that kind of jazz, but mostly gram-positive. Do you guys remember what bacteria, morning lab, you were swabbing for in the case of your upper respiratory? Streptococcus, right? Strep pyogenes, strep pneumonia, alpha hemolysis, beta hemolysis. So keeping this in mind, they are gram-positive. Since you know what type of bacteria live up there, the gram-positive bit, you should know what chemotherapeutics treat gram-positive. Therefore, compare this with the lower respiratory tract. Once it gets down here, you're in a bit of trouble. Your lower respiratory tract is supposed to be sterile. Nothing's supposed to be in there. So that's when you have things like pneumonia or TB or something along those lines, that's when things get serious. So you really want to keep your lower respiratory tract sterile. How can you think of it this way? Larynx down is lower respiratory tract. Pharynx up is upper respiratory tract. The larynx and the pharynx are actually the breaking points or the dividing lines between the two. So when I think of laryngitis, that's really the beginning of lower respiratory tract diseases. Okay. So that's why you want to be very careful. Pharynx up, upper respiratory tract. Larynx down is lower. So keep that division in mind. Now, portal of entries. What are the three portals of entry? Parenteral. Skin and... You guys are really trying to scare me. Which one is the upper? Is the respiratory tract? Which one of the three? Mucous membranes. Thank you. We're talking about mucous membranes here. So take a look at what's going on. Since we're talking about portal of entry, every breath contains microbes. So in other words, the more you breathe, and I love this lecture because now you're more conscious of your breathing. Breathe. Oh my gosh! Yeah, no, it's fine. Most of these things aren't going to cause you harm. All right? But every intake, every outtake, there are microbes moving back and forth. All right. Next, they're also the most common. Do you guys remember the percentage of how many infections are?
Is it 90?
Yeah, about 90%, right? The majority of the upper respiratory tract infections or mucous membrane infections are respiratory tract because they're most exposed. Do you guys remember something called alveoli, those little pockets inside your lungs themselves, right? The alveoli take up a heck of a lot of surface area. Here's the problem. Where are the alveoli located? Up or down? Lower respiratory tract. If they have the most surface area, that means the microbes can colonize the most. This sucks. This is why you want to keep that area sterile. Because as soon as it gets down there, the microbe has a heck of a lot of room to work with. All right. So any questions on how microbes can actually come in or